Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
After the hour, thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You can read, you can listen, you can watch. We got articles, archives, and videos. And to your little heart's content, you got 5 seconds or 15 minutes or anywhere in between. We got something you can do there that will help you with your small business. We're having a great visit with our new friend Jay Baer. He's the digital marketing expert, the president of and founder of Convince and Convert. He's the second book out now, Utility, Y-O-U-Tility, is the name title of the book, Why Smart Marketing is About Help, Not Hype. Jay, thanks again for hanging out with us. What about your website, please?
The website, the book is utilitybook.com.
All right, and that's, remember, that's Y-O-U. Do you want to give us a website for your company?
You bet. For the consulting company, Convince and Convert, it's convinceandconvert.com.
All right. Check that out, folks. Okay. Help small business owners, Jay, make the conversion. Well, let me back up and say this, and I've said it 1,000 times in the last 15 and a half years. One of the areas that small business owners are just not as good at as they are in other things is marketing. We never were all that great at traditional marketing, most of us. I know some of you will argue with me a little bit, but basically, you know, most small businesses don't even have a marketing budget,
yeah,
let alone be good at marketing. But anyway, help us make the conversion from the traditional stuff that we didn't do very well to the new stuff that we've got to do well.
Yeah, I think part of it is to not think of it as marketing so much. And really just focus on being a better teacher, right? So in every city and in every category and in every type of business, at some point, one of those companies is going to focus on being the best teacher in your area. And if you focus on being the best teacher, you're going to eat everybody else's lunch eventually. Let me give you an example of a company that does this really well. In Virginia, there's a company called River Pools, and River Pools installs in-ground fiberglass swimming pools. And about 3 years ago, 3-4 years ago, they almost went out of business because you remember that recession. You know, nobody was like, "Yeah, let me buy a swimming pool,"
right,
you know, when we can't afford our food.
Right.
And so they were in real big trouble. And they said, "Look, we're going to not make it unless we can somehow get a disproportionate share of the little bit of demand that still exists for pools. We don't have any marketing budget at all. What should we do?" So they said, "Well, why don't we just focus on answering every question that anybody has ever asked us about swimming pools?" And nobody had a better idea, so they did. So they wrote a blog. They started a blog and wrote 400 blog posts.
Wow.
400 blog posts. And every single blog post was an actual question that they'd been asked by a customer about.
Huh.
And now they have more than 1,000 blog posts, and they are now, they get more website traffic than any other swimming pool company in, including the manufacturers.
Wow.
And have completely accelerated their business just by focusing on being the best teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be done in any business. I mean, any business. I don't care what it is that you do. If you're in plumbing, great. If you're in real estate, great. If you are in making sandwiches, great. Doesn't matter. Any business that you're in, you can do that same thing. Just focus on being the best teacher.
And you do that by believing that you've got to start telling stories, and you've got to start publishing those stories. What do you think?
No question. You have to take what you know and set it free. Right? The idea that I can't tell people
as a story.
I can't tell
people what
I know.
People like to hear stories, don't they?
That's right. Absolutely. It certainly helps. If it's a story and you talk to a customer who asked you that and why and what circumstances.
If somebody says, "Let me tell you a story," you don't get up and leave. You listen.
That's right.
Now, maybe after they start telling the story, you're not interested, you get up and leave. But in the beginning, you listened till you determine that it's something you want to hear.
Absolutely. Yep. And it can work. And the other thing to think about, you know, people say, "Well, geez, know, I'm trying to run my small business. I don't have time to do that. Well, you have time. You just haven't chosen to spend your time like that. But the other issue is that, you know, it doesn't just have to be one person. It doesn't just have to be the owner of the business. You know, everybody who works in your small business has knowledge that your customers and potential customers can benefit from.
Right.
It's not only one person can tell stories. Everybody can tell stories.
Well, that's right. And plus, your people are the ones who collect the stories. They're out on the front line.
Yeah, well said. A lot of times the people who are running the business aren't as close to the customers as they used to be, and they're not exactly sure how that works.
Now, the beautiful part is, in today's world, you don't have to... there was a time when you could only tell those stories, Jay, face-to-face. But now, with the digital technology, the incremental digital assets and resources for the last-mile small business out on Main Street, the tiniest small business of all, to be able to post their ideas and their stories and their teaching.
And you can do it. You can and should do it in more than one way too. I mean, you should.
Yeah,
what I call the digital dandelion approach, right? where your website is the stem, but you want to sort of blow those seeds in as many places as possible. So if you've got stories, be a teacher. Do it on LinkedIn and Facebook and SlideShare.
Do a video. Do a 90-second. A 90-second video can be very powerful. And that's what I meant, Jay, when I said your website is no longer as much of a destination as it is a distribution center. Give us the website again one more time, Jay.
Utilitybook.com. You can get the book anywhere that...
Jay Baer, B-A-E-R, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Jay, come back soon.
I sure will. Thanks for having me.
Good job today. We'll see you next time. Got to take a quick break. It's after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.